This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Now, another tradition we have around here is as we begin the NFL playoffs, everyone is saying to each other, hey, what do you think the Super Bowl is going to be? Hey, who do you think is going to be in the Super Bowl? And I admit, this feels like the most wide open it's ever been. And before we tell you how we're feeling going into the NFL playoffs, now would be a perfect time to check in on what we thought at the beginning of the season. So let's go to our prediction desk. On September 4th, I went around the room and said, what do you think the Super Bowl is going to be? Let's see how many of them still have a shot of happening. Sean, where do you want to start?
Well, first, I want to start with the road to San Francisco is presented by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Now, I don't know what happened on September 4th, but we don't have one from Tommy on that day.
Ah, too bad.
So he's out.
All right.
Go listen to After Hours with Tommy.
Dead, he's dead to us anyway.
Yeah, we have one later. But okay, let's start with you, Evan.
Yes. Yeah, let's start with me, Sean.
Hold on. Well, all right, let's just pretend it didn't happen. Let's start with Evan.
But I do think this is the year that the Buffalo Bills knock down the door and then get embarrassed by the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl. Wow. And you know what's funny? Put the Eagles to aside for a second. I have been consistent about that all year with Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Even with their disappointing regular season, even with their roster not being as good as it's been in years past, even with them not winning the division, which I certainly didn't see coming, I have been adamant that the Bills are getting to the Super Bowl and losing. So I feel good that my feeling in September is the same as today. Where I have to be honest is my confidence level in the Eagles is certainly not there.
Yeah.
They feel like a broken team. Mm-hmm. They kind of remind me of the team from 2 years ago where you could see the end was coming.
Yeah.
So it's still intact. I feel good about that. I feel much better about the Buffalo side than I do the Philadelphia side.
Interesting. I think you should feel better about the Eagles. But here you go, Tiki.
I cannot disagree at all about the NFC.
Oh,
you look at all the teams that are likely to win the divisions. None of them are better than the Philadelphia Eagles. I'd like Baltimore to come out of the AFC.
So wait, did you
Baltimore
just,
Eagles?
Baltimore. Yeah. Okay,
so I had to. There's a chance, a real chance, that I pick two teams who are both going to fire their head coaches.
you're halfway there.
At least the Eagles are in the postseason.
All right.
Wow.
So 50% of Tiki's Super Bowl pick remains Sean Morash.
It's the Kansas City Chiefs. They are going back to a fourth Super Bowl in a row. I think the Green Bay Packers are going to the Super Bowl.
So Kansas City against Green Bay.
Yeah.
You cannot feel good about that. I mean, obviously Kansas City's dead. But the Green Bay part,
I'm eliminating myself from contention.
Yes. Now, what you may have forgotten, Tiki, and this is actually my favorite tradition, is that that's not the only Super Bowl pick we made. The day after last year's Super Bowl, on February 11th, I asked you guys very late in the show, I know this feels unfair, but let's predict next year's Super Bowl in the immediate aftermath of the Super Bowl. So I have no idea what anybody said, but let's go back to the prediction desk and find out what we said a year ago about the Super Bowl.
Let's go with Evans.
Give me the Buffalo Bills representing the AFC. And in the NFC,
consistent.
I am taking the Aaron Rodgers-led New York Giants. No, I'm just kidding.
<You're almost laughs>
Nah, I'm going to take the Lions.
The Lions, damn it.
it felt like time for the Lions, and losing a coordinator is a big deal.
Clearly.
It might be what's wrong with the Eagles, to be honest with you.
Oh, definitely.
Kellen Moore, they miss him. You can just see it in the play calling.
No doubt. All right, so I feel like I've been very consistent about Buffalo, clearly. Right. But the Lion part is out. Who's next?
You want to go Tommy? I got that next to my racket.
Sure, he still exists.
Yeah.
I think the Chiefs got embarrassed last night. We all know that. I think they have a lot of pride. I think they will be back in the Super Bowl representing the AFC. So the Chiefs will be taking on the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, Tommy. Boy, you are irrelevant now.
Would you think he was going to keep Sam Darnold?
I don't know what he thought. The Minnesota, and they don't go to Super Bowls. Come on, you're better than that.
Right.
So Tommy, mathematically eliminated. Who's next?
We'll go Tiki.
Ravens, Eagles.
You were consistent. I respect the hell out of that.
I forgot. That was crazy. Okay, and then mine, because I couldn't find it just a while ago. This is from February we're doing?
This is the day after the Super Bowl.
After the Super Bowl.
Then I have this label. All right, this is me then. I think the Chargers represent the AFC next year, second year with Harbaugh.
Interesting.
In the NFC, I'm going with the Commanders. I'm out on that.
Yeah. It's just, it tells you how hard it is to predict year over year what's going to happen, because you have no idea, one, what the offseason is going to look like. And then what the regular season
is going to That's what I love about it. That's actually my favorite part about that. Yeah. Like my favorite prediction. And we'll do it again, like the day after the Super Bowl, at the end of the show, I'll say, all right, next year's Super Bowl. All right, so there you go. As far as this year is concerned, man, I'll tell you, it does feel like it's been more wide open than ever, because I look at the top of each conference, and I just genuinely don't trust any of those teams. Like, the Denver Broncos and Sean Payton and Bo Nix, they deserve an immense amount of credit. Their defense has been outstanding. Are they getting to a Super Bowl? Does Bo Nix feel like a Super Bowl quarterback? And the answer to me is not really. You know, we talked about the Patriots. Like, this is Drake May's maiden voyage into playing postseason football. It is not easy to all of a sudden go on a run. So I kind of look at the battle-tested teams, which the Chargers sort of have with all their playoff failures, especially Justin Herbert, and I think that extra week of rest certainly helps him out. Trevor Lawrence, who's also been a little bit battle-tested, though the coach hasn't. Mm-hmm. I still kind of circle back to the really battle-tested Buffalo team and believe they're the ones.
Yeah, but is that going to matter in a game?
Yes.
I don't know.
Why wouldn't it?
Because I look at the Jacksonville Jaguars, and like, they're top 10. Offense, defense, and points scored.
Mm-hmm.
They're just outside the top 10 in yards, both offensively and defensively.
There are two teams in the AFC who are top 10 in offense and defense based on points, and one of them is the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah.
The other one's the Patriots. But we don't count that because they played nobody.
Right. I mean, they had a simple schedule.
Yeah.
So to speak. And we know that because we did the stat. The Giants had more wins against 500 teams
than
the Patriots.
And by the way, there's only one other team in the NFC who's top 10 in offense and defense based on points. And it's Seattle, who had, like, statistically going over it, one of the most dominant seasons you'll ever see. The only thing Seattle did badly is that they actually turn the ball over more than they take it away.
Yeah, but
which is very rare.
But I think
for a
lot
team.
Of that was a small stretch where Sam Darnold just turned into a pumpkin for a couple of weeks. And he had like five or six turnovers in a three-game span.
No, and I actually agree with you. So I like looking at plus-minus when it comes to turnovers and takeaways, except I look at it the other way. I think when a team has a ridiculous plus-minus on takeaways versus turnovers, that's a sign of luck.
Mm.
That's a sign of they've been fortunate. And there is one particular team whose plus minus in terms of takeaways versus turnovers is ridiculously better than everybody else. They are a plus 22. They have forced 22 more turnovers than they have themselves turning the ball over. And that team?
Denver.
Is the Chicago Bears.
Oh, Chicago.
The Chicago Bears. Plus 22.
Denver's on the sack side.
Denver's on the negative side.
I mean sacks. They dominate sacks.
Yes.
Right.
They've sacked. Yeah. But in terms of turning the ball over more than they have forced turnovers, the Denver Broncos are minus 3.
Yeah, that's disqualifying.
Carolina's minus 2, not surprising.
Is it that disqualifying?
No, I think a lot of it's bad luck, bro. I've always looked at it that way. I think turnovers, that's why as a Jet fan, one thing I'm trying to give myself confidence on is that the fact they didn't have an interception is just a lot of it's bad luck.
Yeah.
So next year they'll have a big year forcing turnovers.
But what were the Denver turnovers? Were they interceptions? Because I don't think Bo Nix threw a ton, did he?
The Denver Broncos, they turned the ball over 17 times, which is not an incredibly high number. Their issue is defensively, they only forced 14 takeaways, which is the lowest amongst any of the playoff teams.
Which is odd because they had the most sacks in the NFL.
Right. Yes.
But they lost Patrick Surtain for that big amount of time, which changed everything in their turnover game.
True. But it's still, I mean, this is what makes picking this Super Bowl. Are we going to do that right now?
You want to live by our original predictions? You can't even do it.
I mean, Sean can. I can't.
I can too.
Why? I mean, we already played two. Why not make a third? We're here in the playoffs.
All right, our updated, now that we know who's in the playoffs, so it's sort of cheating, who do you feel goes to the Super Bowl then?
I'm going outside the box, completely outside the box. Jacksonville, Seattle.
I mean, you know what's funny about Seattle? They're outside the box because they're new in terms of Sam Darnold trying to win a playoff game. He hasn't done it yet. Mike McDonald trying to prove that everything he's accomplished in the regular season is legit. And they are the number one seed.
Mm-hmm.
But no one, I mean, not you, but there's a lot of lack of trust in them because they haven't done it before.
Right. But Jackson Smith and Jigba has had a season for the ages. And now, I think Puka Nacua is a better receiver than him, by the way. But he's 1,800 yards receiving.
Yeah.
It was a thought early.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
In a year, he's going to flirt with 2,000. And if it wasn't for teams just saying, anybody can beat us other than Jackson Smith and Jigba, he would have gotten to 2,000. So, I don't know. I trust what they're doing defensively. And I also think Sam Darnold is still underrated, despite how good he's been the last two seasons.
Sam Darnold in the Super Bowl. I like Sam, but I think that would bother
two, me. What is it? Two other players have had back-to-back 14 win seasons?
Yeah.
Two.
Isn't that crazy?
One is Tom Brady.
Yeah, the other one's Sam Darnold with two different teams.
Exactly.
I do think, though, and this is not a mechanism of me defending my Jet fandom,
mm-hmm.
I think Sam Darnold's success makes the Vikings look far worse.
100%.
Because they had him, and right. They were successful.
And you had a rookie quarterback that you just said, he's going to be our guy.
Right.
And he's not.
Wait, the Jets sucked. It didn't work. Mm-hmm. New coach, number two pick. Obviously, none of it worked, but you could understand it. The Minnesota decision, I think, is probably worse.
Yeah, because you pissed off your receiving corps.
Yeah.
Your receiving corps now hates you.
So what's your new Super Bowl? Seattle-Jacksonville.
Seattle-Jacksonville.
Ugh.
Oh, it's gross. But
it'll still be the highest rated event of the year.
Of course.
I'm going Rams, Jaguars, Puka Nacua, Super Bowl MVP.
Oh my God. Mm. Both of you picking Jacksonville.
The team peaking right now that nobody sees coming. Yeah. And Trevor Lawrence legacy changes forever this January. Right.
Well, here's what's great. We're going to find out real quick because I do think the Buffalo Bills are getting to the Super Bowl. I've seen this before where teams have the disappointing regular season. They take a step back. The road is more difficult. And that's the year they break through. So I'm sticking with Buffalo.
It's in Jacksonville, though.
I get it. I understand it.
I can't wait to pick these games tomorrow. It's my favorite bet of the weekend. It's the Jaguars.
I can't wait to find out that one of us is getting humbled on Sunday afternoon. Like, either I'm dead or you're dead.
Right.
Both of you. The NFC, man, I hate everybody. I don't mean that in terms of like I don't like them. I mean, I find so many flaws with every single team in this conference. Mm-hmm. So a part of me, like I said earlier, wants to move away from Philadelphia because they feel so broken. Their defense is so good, and I don't trust anyone else outside of the Los Angeles Rams, which I think are probably the trendy pick.
But they've lost some games that they really just shouldn't have lost.
You're right. But well, I'm trusting the Chicago Bears.
No.
I'm trusting Seattle and Sam Darnold.
Can't trust Green Bay.
Green Bay is cooked. They look like an absolute cooked team, so I think I'm going to stick with the Eagles. Eagles, why not? I'll be loyal to my original pick.
I don't think it's bad. Just a fun fact I think would interest Evan. Do you know the last time the Bears beat the Packers in a playoff game?
The Bears beat the Packers. So a division rematch in the playoffs.
I do. And they had to beat them.
I do remember the Packers beating the Bears in Chicago in the NFC Championship game after the 2010 season, in which the Jets later that day went on to play the Pittsburgh Steelers and lose. So, yes, the NFC Championship game between the Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers. Jay Cutler gets hurt. Yes.
Okay, the answer is the last time the Bears beat the Packers in the playoffs was the Sunday.
No, the Packers beat the Bears.
No.
Oh,
the last time. He said it the other way.
I'm sorry. The last time the Bears beat the Packers in the playoffs was the Sunday after the Pearl Harbor attacks.
Oh, I gotcha.
Well,
I misinterpreted you.
I might have screwed that. Whatever.
No, you said it right.
No, you're right.
Evan interpreted it wrong.
You know what I did? I pulled a U-Shawn. I brought it all back to the Jets.
You did.
Because when I think of Bears Packers, I think of the Jets Steelers a few hours later.
Right.
Like, but it's been that long for Chicago.
That's crazy.
How many times have they played in the postseason?
But I think they beat them this time.
The Bears, you think?
That's one of the interesting ones.
And that's the only game with potential snow this weekend, too.
Ugh. In Chicago.
In Chicago. Al Michaels will be bored to death.
All right. This is why they can't go indoors.
I had to do the research because Sean won't do it. He just likes to give facts and moves on. The Packers and the Bears have played twice in the postseason in their long, illustrious histories. The date I refer to, January of 2011.
The Packers won.
The birth of young Anthony Carton, because it was also the day of Jets Steelers. So again, it comes back to the Jets, Anthony. No offense. That's what I think of. The NFC Championship game, Green Bay as the sixth seed, went all the way. And then the game you mentioned, December 14th, 1941, it was the NFL divisional round. It was also in Chicago. And the Bears won 33-14. So when you say the last time,
that was factual.
They've only played twice.
Yeah, it was the last time.
I wonder how many people cared about that.
Probably not many.
Probably not.
Probably nobody.
Did we even have, like, in all seriousness, how much TV did we have back then?
The games weren't on TV.
In 1941, is that a radio situation?
The game, they were on the radio, or if you were lucky enough to be in the building, you saw it, or you read about it in the newspaper the next day.
Yeah. Would have loved to see those ratings bonuses for radio back then.
Let's go to Bill on Long Island. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, man?
Good.
Good. Got a couple of points. Giants head coach, I would go Harbaugh. And McCarthy, and then I'm forgetting the guy from the Browns.
Stefanski.
Yeah, okay. And whoever comes in can get rid of Joe Shane, say, look, I want to be general manager, or have their own general manager.
I think that's just it's a lot to ask of someone who, unless you know exactly, like the John Harbaugh situation down in Miami right now, it's hard to say, hey, new head coach, who do you want as your general manager? Do you know somebody? Do you have a relationship with somebody? And is he good? Like, it's hard to do that unless you're John Harbaugh or maybe even Mike McCarthy. I think to ask a head coach his opinion on a general manager who's never had that job is really, really hard. And I don't think the Giants have any interest in moving on from Joe Shane right now.
Yeah, hold on. I need to see if this is true because this is bizarre to me. Yeah, it's true. I'd like to read a tweet from Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State.
Mm.
He has tweeted January 8th, 11:13 a.m. Okay, so it's within an hour.
Yeah. This is
a real tweet from the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio.
Talking about the Miami Dolphins?
Yes.
Of course. I mean,
he was what? What do I not know about the former senator and the current Secretary of State when involving the Miami Dolphins? Is there something about his connection to the Dolphins I'm not aware of before I read this tweet?
I had him on. I had him on my show.
Secretary Rubio?
Yes.
When he was senator, I assume.
Senator.
Okay.
And the reason I wanted to talk to him is because he married a cheerleader.
Oh, he married a Dolphin cheerleader?
Yes.
All right.
So I think that there is a tie.
Are you ready for this? This is a real tweet from the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, who, let's be honest, his approval ratings have been shooting up lately because he looked very presidential in explaining what the hell was going on in Venezuela. I do not normally respond to online rumors, but feel the need to do so at this moment. I will not be a candidate for the currently vacant head coaching and GM positions with the Miami Dolphins. While you never know what the future may bring, right now my focus must remain on global events and also the precious archives of the United States of America. Thank you.
That's amazing.
And this is his account. It's got 5 million followers.
How many interactions did he have with
on,
that?
On that one?
With that tweet.
1.6 million.
Does he have any interest in the Jet job?
That's amazing.
I am so deeply confused.
He's a big sports fan, so I get that. I understand.
He was connected to the Dolphin job in the last few hours?
Well, no. I don't think so. I think people are saying, because he's Marco Rubio and he's the Secretary of State, he's in this massive media moment right now because of what's going on just south of our country.
Right.
And so people are saying, great job. You should be the head coach of our Dolphins. I'm not kidding. You should be the general manager of our Dolphins. And so, because he's a big sports fan, he plays along.
And his
he's a good dude. He understands it.
His wife's the big connection.
Yes.
She was the Dolphin cheerleader Teak was referring to?
Yes. I'm sorry. I was looking up this
week. That's fine. It's fine. Is that what
that's why we had him on. He, my business partner had a relationship with him. And he came up and did a political event up here. And so he was like, you want Marco Rubio on? I was like, yeah, definitely. And so we talked about his fandom, his sports fandom in Miami.
The other piece of info about Marco Rubio is that his son plays at Florida. Mm-hmm. He's a running back. He's a running back like Teak.
Yep.
5'9", 191. Let me see how he did last year.
No shot of being a first round pick.
5 carries for 27 yards. So he didn't really get on the field very much. He only played one game.
That's 5 yards, 5+ a carry.
Yeah.
By the way, you know how I know it's his son? I'm looking at his picture. It's freaking Marco Rubio, just like 30 years younger.
That's great.
All right, so in case anyone was curious, we have dispelled the rumors, or at least he has. Marco Rubio, the current Secretary of State, is not a candidate for the Dolphins head coaching and general manager job. That is unbelievable.
That's funny.
All right, I just wanted to make sure it was real, but yeah, it was real. Evan's in Bethpage. Hey, Evan.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
So I'm 27. I've been a season ticket holder for like 6 years now. Obviously been pretty rough, but I'm trying to stay positive. Future looks bright. Big hire. I want Harbaugh, but I'm trying to prep for the worst because that's how things usually go around here. My thing is, like, if you told me after this decade of being in the basement, our big solution is going to be to hire the coach of the Browns, who was fired and is 8-28 in his last 36 games, I want to believe. I just feel like a crazy person. Everyone acting like he's a slam dunk hire. Teak, you're a legend. I know he's your guy. I'm just trying to find more stuff to get excited about.
I've only met him a couple of
times. I might want Marco Rubio at this point.
Well, he's your guy in terms of, not that you are friends with him or you're doing him any favors, that you have said, and I respect it, that he's your preferred candidate.
I just know having success at a place like Cleveland, where they've just been clueless, I mean, kind of like our team in it to an extent, is challenging. But you also know that he rose above it and won Coach of the Year twice. Now, Dave's won Coach of the Year, and it doesn't feel like Dave's is in hot-to-trot head coaching jobs, even though I think I did read that he is getting an interview somewhere.
Who?
Dave's. I can't remember where it was. But my point is,
the connection's been to Vegas, that he could be an offensive coordinator candidate in Vegas.
Oh, and Commanders OC. That's what I just read.
The Commanders, too. You're right. That's another one, which is dangerous.
I know.
Especially to your prediction that he's going to be on a Super Bowl staff next year.
Right. Now, I think it's going to be the Raiders, but if he goes to Washington, that could be actually real, being on a staff. Now, but the point with Stefanski is that he's overcome some of the circumstances of the organization and been successful. Dave's did it once. Stefanski did it twice after having a couple of really tough years in between.
I want you to do me a favor, because I have had my concerns about Kevin Stefanski, but I'm not the only one. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to play you audio. We played this yesterday. So if you listen every day, you'll say, Evan, you played this yesterday. Mm-hmm. I understand. I want to play it for Teak. I want to hear his response.
Yes.
Here is one of my favorite coaches of all time, Rex Ryan, and his opinion on the coaching candidacy of Kevin Stefanski.
It's funny how everybody just throws him out there. I guess it's because he's an offensive coach, but certainly his record as a head coach is not I want to get excited about that, and mm-hmm. I don't know how many playoff wins he's had.
I believe one
playoff win or whatever. But to me, two-time coach of the year, I think that's the most ridiculous thing there is. There's a lot of great coaches in this league that have never been coach of the year. And so I think it's just a, hey, he must be a hell of a guy. Can you get me coach of the year? I don't buy that stuff. I think he's a decent coach. But to put him in the top echelon coaches, I don't.
Your response, Teague?
So you remember the last time they made the playoffs with Joe Flacco?
Yes.
Do you remember that season?
Slightly.
It was a disaster.
Yeah, they killed the Jets a few weeks before.
But it was
playoffs.
A disaster in the making. Yeah. A disaster. And some of the most difficult circumstances, he stabilized that team, brought in a 30 whatever he was at the time, 7-8 year old quarterback, and got them to the playoffs. Right? There's something to that. Right? Football is not supposed to be crisis management, but in our city with our teams, it's basically been crisis management for the last decade plus. So I understand what Rex is saying because he's lobbying for himself. But
that's exactly what he's doing.
I ultimately can't discount what someone does when it's not easy, right? When everything doesn't fall into place for you. We know in New York, it's going to get ugly. There are going to be moments where it's like, oh, crap, what are we doing? I need someone who can handle that. And I think the previous regimes haven't been able to handle that.
Okay, I have two kids. Tiki has a million kids. Sean's got two beautiful young daughters, and they all go to school. I have never seen in my life what I just saw as an email I got about the next school year. I have just been informed that the first day of school is prior to Labor Day.
What?
Prior.
Wait, in New York?
In New York, which I have never seen. It has never happened where I grew up or where my kids have gone to school. But because Labor Day is late this year, it's Monday, September 8th. The first day of school is Wednesday, September 2nd. And I'm telling you this right now until my wife talks me out of it. They're not going.
It's the last week for people to go away.
Of course.
Wow.
You can't do that. That's some Florida crap.
I wonder if it's in New Jersey as well.
Have you gotten the school schedule yet?
I have not gotten the school schedule.
Tiki.
But that last week, you know I'm always gone.
I know.
Because once football starts, I can't go anywhere. And so we take that last week and we go somewhere.
This is a simple American rule. In the Northeast, school coincides with the NFL.
Yes.
When the NFL starts, right. We start.
That's right. Here's the deal. And I think you guys will be lockstep with me. Hopefully your wives are. We're not going.
Boycott.
We're boycotting.
Boycotting
school. You want to start school before Labor Day? That's cool. You can start it. We ain't going. We're not sending our kids.
First day doesn't mean anything anyway.
First 3 days.
I mean, come on.
I mean, how could you? Now, I've heard this because, like, my sister lives in Florida and they start school in the middle of August. So I've heard this. I know it exists. I'm not foreign to it. I'm foreign to it in terms of it being here.
But why? What's the reasoning?
Because Labor Day is late. That's the only reason you could come up with.
You know what I don't like about this? This year, like starting like with the fall of next year, all the big holidays are basically Thursday, Friday, or weekends.
Wow.
So my point is, why do they need to start earlier? We can like you don't need off and December 21st this year.
Nor do you get snow days anymore.
Right.
During the school year. We hardly get snow days.
This is a disgrace.
Right.
This is a disgrace. So I think to calm us all down for anyone who has kids or feels the way we feel, we are all going to protest together. We're not sending our kids out there.
Yeah. Maybe the first time we see a teacher work in the summer, maybe that'd be nice to do.
Don't take shots at teachers.
Right.
I love my teachers.
Leave them alone. This has nothing to do with the teachers. They didn't make the schedule.
I know, but here's where it does. Because once we commit to this earlier before Labor Day, you know what's going to happen in June when these kids are supposed to be in real school? You know what? We didn't use any snow like Tiki said. We're going to start taking these half days, and then parents have to worry about begging out of work to get the kids half days.
Nah, dude, it's BS. It's so unacceptable, and I advise everyone to check or call or contact their school district to find out if they're going to pull this same crap on you and politely tell them, if you do this, your rooms will be empty. Because my kids are not going.
If you build this, we won't come.
Yeah. Oh, very simple.
If you build this, we won't come.
I love that. It is lunchtime, Sean, isn't it?
It is. What does that mean?
I don't know. What does it mean?
Oh. You're right. I had this loaded before, and then I emptied it out because we hit it at the beginning of the show.
Here, I'll try this. Hey, Tiki, I'm kind of hungry. What about you?
I mean, I don't eat breakfast in the morning like I used to, because actually right now is when I would be eating in our previous time slot.
What would you be eating? You'd be eating Lucho.
Sean Moraes in the booth. Somebody hide the queso. Hot takes flying, phones ringing, Evan's yelling.
No!
Tiki's laughing, chaos cracking. Nobody's in control. It's Cinco de Roncho. Bam! Crunch! Let's go!
Yeah! Cinco de Roncho is brought to you by Helix Wireless. Connecting everything, everywhere. All right, this is really simple. Now, this is a list made prior to the Miami Dolphins news, but I'll just give it to you anyway. The five most likely opponents for the first John Harbaugh-Jackson Dart Super Bowl. Okay? The five most likely opponents for the first John Harbaugh-Jackson Dart Super Bowl.
You gotta be kidding me.
Wow.
Let's dream. Today's a day to dream,
you're
right?
You're trying to get Thomas to hate this one, huh?
No, but no. I think it's just a good one to look ahead and just dream. Now, if they get John Harbaugh and Jackson, you know they get at least one. So let's just, who's the first opponent going to be, all right? Here we go. Oh, wait. No, what do we do? Here we go.
Here we go.
Number five.
The Raiders, because it'll be a big Brian Flores, Brian Dable revenge spot with Fernando Mendoza, who takes off a giant Raiders Super Bowl in the next 5 years.
All right.
I can see that one.
Thank you, Tiki. Thank you for playing along.
No, I can see it.
Didn't the Ravens beat the Raiders in the 2000 AFC Championship game?
They did.
Yes.
The reason I think that is when I think of a Giants-Raiders Super Bowl, I think of it as an almost Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You guys almost played the then Oakland Raiders.
Tiki, who would you have rather played?
definitely the Raiders.
Okay.
Number four.
The Ravens, a Lamar Jackson versus John Harbaugh revenge Super Bowl.
I see what you're doing here.
That's also an almost Super Bowl because obviously in a very competitive game, the Baltimore Ravens defeated the New England Patriots in the AFC Championship game, and if memory serves me correct, that's the Lee Evans drop on what would have sent the Ravens to the Super Bowl, and then the missed kick by that stiff.
Billy Cundiff.
Billy Cundiff, right. And it was an easy field goal.
Yep, here we go.
Number three.
The Chargers, the Harbaugh all over again, but with two new teams.
And you know what Sean knows?
By the way, this happened already.
It has, and you know what John also knows? Jim versus John has happened three times. John is 3-0.
Just in general.
In general.
They had a Thanksgiving night game once.
Yeah, right. Including the Super Bowl and then the two regular season games. John Harbaugh has never lost to his brother.
And that Super Bowl was so compelling because that was the Kaepernick Super Bowl. And he was 3 yards away from being the MVP of
the
Super Bowl.
You think of it as that. You know what I think of that?
Because that's what I think of. They were on the 4-yard line.
I think of lights out.
I do too. And Steve Tasker just dying on the sideline there.
Yeah.
I don't even think about the last
drive. You don't think of that?
No.
Oh, man.
No.
It's amazing
I think about the last drive, and they put the ball in Cap's hands once.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, man.
Yep.
It's funny what we think of with moments that are a decade ago, because usually we compartmentalize it to one big thing, and to me, it's the lights going out. That's the thing that sticks with me from that game.
I had to work overnights at the network at that point, and I was like, oh, my God, do I have to leave during the Super Bowl now to get in when we restart in this game? So freak me out. All right, here we go.
Number two.
The number two most likely opponent is still the Chiefs. You just know Mahomes and Andy. I think they're going to have like another like the Patriots-esque second reboot. So why not? Giants take out another dynasty.
Nice.
Right.
All right, and last but not least.
Number one.
The number one most likely opponent for the first John Harbaugh-Jackson Dart Super Bowl is, of course, the New England Patriots, because why wouldn't it be?
Yes.
Giants-Patriots part three.
There you go.
That actually turned out to be a pretty good one.
Thank you. You know what, Tiki? Thank you.
I appreciate that.
I mean,
in a hypothetical world that has zero chance of coming to fruition.
Or will it?
Is pretty good.
Or will it?
Oh, shut up.
If they're in the Super Bowl the next 5 years with Harbaugh and Dart, I got news for you. You know the first one to find this list is going to be? The one poo-pooing it, Evan Roberts.
Oh, 100%. I'll also send it back to you if John Harbaugh gets fired after 3 years. Or if they moved on from Jackson Dart. Like, they'll be right in your face. Anyhow, the Giants have been moving fast and furious. Before we get back to your phone calls, here are the updates on who they're talking to, who they plan on talking to, things that have been confirmed and not confirmed.
The Fan Focus is sponsored by Chef IQ, precision cooking, effortless results, chefiq.com. Evan, give us the update.
So the latest comes from Adam Schefter that the Giants have requested an interview with Broncos assistant head coach and special teams coordinator Darren Rizzi for their head coaching vacancy.
Wasn't he hot a couple years ago when he was the interim?
For the Saints, right?
Yeah, I want to say the Saints. That
yes,
was right.
He
and,
was
and everybody thought that maybe he's going to get a shot at a head coaching job, and then he didn't, and he kind of just fell off the radar
and
a little bit.
Part of why he was hot, to come full circle, is John Harbaugh. I think a lot of us over the years have looked at the special teams coach and said, hey, maybe we should value them a little bit more, even though it didn't work out with Joe Judge.
Yeah. The reason you do it, just for, you know, for those that don't know, is because the special teams coach talks to everybody.
Right.
Sometimes the wide receiver coach or quarterback coach or offensive coordinator is only talking to a limited group. The special teams coach has to have that relationship with the entire team.
Which is more like being a head coach.
Yes,
they exactly have more experience kind of being a head coach than an OC or a DC has. Also, Darren Rizzi has a history with Joe Shane. They worked together in Miami. Mm. The other one is Antonio Pierce. Antonio Pierce is interviewing tonight and Friday for the Giants head coaching job. So AP is getting a two-day interview with the New York Giants. You guys' stance on Antonio Pierce is what? I mean, no offense to him. Wouldn't it be massively disappointing to end up with him when you're thinking about John Harbaugh and Kevin Stefanski?
Well, it's crazy. Look, he's been a head coach because he was the interim and then he was the full-time head coach.
Year and a half with the Raiders.
Year and a half with the Raiders. But it's to me, it still feels like he's a first-time head coach.
Mm.
And so that's what would worry me. Not necessarily AP because he's... Yeah, I'd love him, but...
According to Diana Russini, the New York Giants had dinner last night with Raheem Morris, the former Atlanta Falcons head coach.
Not surprising.
Morris is also in the building today, where he's scheduled to meet with more members of the team, including ownership, as the Giants continue their head coaching search. That from Diana Russini. I wonder about Raheem ending up as the dream defensive coordinator.
Could be.
Raheem, I mean... Does he deserve another head coaching job? I kind of lean towards yes, because I don't think Atlanta was this horrific failure. Like, they finished really strong this year.
Yeah, the problem became the wasting of a pick, which feels like a wasting of a pick, on Michael Penix. And the issue was their defense needed to be, like, really shored up. Now, they fixed it this year because they drafted... At least one, maybe two, maybe their first two picks, I'd have to go recheck, were defensive edge rushing players.
This year. Yes.
And they were both really good. In fact, one of them had 10.5 sacks. I'm forgetting his name now.
Pierce, right. Yeah.
So he might be defensive rookie of the year. So there's a lot of good with the Falcons.
I mean,
I think it was other factors.
It's amazing to think that if the Falcons win the Jet game, they're in the postseason.
Yeah.
And
that might be the reason.
And the Jets,
you lost to the Jets?
And the Jets have the number one pick.
Right.
Oh, I didn't tell you this. So the other day, and this was requested by one of our listeners, remember that Falcon game? I was with my youngest son, Spence.
Yes.
I took him to the game. He had a great time. He fell in love with football. And I had audio of him celebrating. It was such a great time. So the guy said, have you gone to Spence to explain to him the ramifications of the loss? That because or the win, because they won that game, they don't have the number one overall pick. And I said, you know what? That's a good idea. I should do it. So I recorded our conversation. Would you like to hear?
Yes.
Me explaining to Spence that the win that we were at is actually backfired on the Jets.
Let's hear it.
Any prediction on how you think he would take the news? Like, he'd be like, who cares? He'd be like, oh, that sucks. How do you think he's going to take it?
He's going to say winning was the most important thing.
I think a kid looks for a positive in either scenario.
You play to win the game.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is me explaining the ramifications of the game to my 5-year-old Spence.
Spence. What? Do you remember that Jets game we went to when the Jets won at the very end on a game-winning field goal?
Yeah.
It was fun, right?
Yeah.
Well, here's the bad news. You tell me if it's bad or not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Because we won that game, we're picking two in the draft instead of one in the draft.
Oh.
So do you regret being happy that we won?
No.
You're still happy that we won?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we got two and I didn't lose that one.
Right, but it would be better to pick one because that means we get the first pick in the draft. Instead, we have the second pick in the draft. Is that bad?
No, I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care.
So ultimately, he doesn't care.
Yeah.
That was the result I got out of that. He doesn't care.
Good for him.
Yeah, good for him, especially at first when he thought the two was better than
right.
The one.
Now you're just going to have to take one of the edge rushers.
Well, we'll see.
Because you're likely not going to get the quarterback.
Well, I don't know about that. Let's see what happens with Dante Moore. That is going to be the biggest question, and luckily at least we'll get the answer in the next couple of weeks. Let's go to Pete in Queens. What's up, Pete?
Hey, what's going on? So... last week, I was the crazy guy that submitted the punk rock Cinco de Mayo song.
Yep.
And first of all, I thought your commentary on it was absolutely hilarious and warranted. And I will just say, in my defense, originally it wasn't sung with an outrageous British accent. That was actually my wife's idea. So she was like, your voice is too like soft or sweet or whatever, so you have to take it up a notch. And
yeah,
unfortunately,
there's no way I would have guessed this was you, Pete. No way.
Well, yeah, I guess that's probably, hopefully my employers feel the same way if they ever hear that song.
That wasn't me, I swear.
Yeah. But in any event, I love the new song, and the direction obviously makes a lot more sense than a crazy punk song. But my question is, would you be interested in receiving a Idiots with Idioms song? And if so, because I don't want to, you know, go all crazy and submit another punk song or something that's off base, like... Do you have any recommendations as like what you feel would be the appropriate genre, or would you like some options? I can, you know.
What is your strongest genre of music?
You know, the reality of it is none of them, right? You heard the song I submitted.
In your own mind, what do you see yourself as?
Well, so in real life, I'm actually a guy who sits in front of a laptop and has like a real job, right? So, but I do love writing songs.
You're a lounge lizard. I can tell it.
Yeah.
You're like me.
But so like, you know, it definitely wouldn't, let's just put it this way. Hip hop would not be the direction.
Okay.
But right. Something like, you know, I could do another punk song, a rock song, something like a more goofy, silly kind of song.
I would go with, and two things, and tell me if you agree with me or not about this. And thank you, Pete, for taking the effort to even make a song. I think our Idiots with Idioms song is so good, I wouldn't try to knock it off. I would try to make a song for Post It and Toast It. Mm. It doesn't have a theme song.
That's a good point.
It's a segment that's been running on our show for years now. You would think I would have run out of old tweets from our fellow FAN coworkers.
Nope, but they keep contributing.
But they're there, and I got a treasure cove of them.
Right.
So I would say a funny-ish song about Post It and Toast It.
Right, but we just have a new Idiot with Idioms right there.
What did I do?
Treasure Cove?
Whatever. I know. It's funny, and you missed this.
That's a good one. Post It with Toast It. We don't have a song.
Yeah, so I would say Post It and Toast It.
I don't even know. What do we do for Post It? Oh, we just have the voice.
It's just Paul Turner, the big announcer's voice, with Walt Clyde Frazier. Because Frazier, of course, Post it.
Yeah, right.
So it's a mix of an announcer voice and Walt Clyde Frazier.
Right. Idiots with idioms. It's quick.
Yes.
It's idiots with idioms.
And it's perfect. So I think of all the segments that we have, any features that we have, whatever you want to call it, I would say Post It and Toasted would be the song you should create. But we appreciate it. We're honored that you would even take the time to do something like that. Let's go to Ben in Connecticut. Hey, Ben.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up, man?
Good. What's up?
A couple questions. First of all, the first thing was there was a rumor a couple weeks ago I read online, which I know doesn't mean anything, that Derrick Henry had pushed John Harbaugh after like a tough loss. Mm. And then it sort of went away. I don't know if that was true or not, if you had heard anything. My next question is, I have two more questions. One is, of the guys who could get fired after bad playoff losses, of McDermott, LaFleur potentially, and then of course Tomlin, those are the three that you kind of hear.
Right.
Who would you like? And then my last question is, Tiki, actually, either of you could answer it. It's your show. Do whatever you want. would be that this whole, like, New York media thing, is that overblown at this point with sort of social media being ubiquitous? And that I get it when, you know, New York had 25 papers and Jacksonville had two or whatever.
Yeah.
But is that still a thing?
Well, it is only been, and I'll get to your other question in a second. It is only because it's a massive echo chamber here. And so in Jacksonville, you got one guy who maybe, you know, has it bad for a coach. He's going to write something, but nobody else is going to follow suit. In New York, you get one or two or three guys not liking you. Then they start talking to each other. And all of a sudden, it just becomes this cacophony of the same stuff over and over and over and over and over and over again. So even if it's not real, perceptually, it becomes real. That's why New York is hard. It's not that they're any more right or wrong than a guy in Jacksonville or a guy in San Francisco or whatever. It's just it resonates here when it's that way. Now, those three that you mentioned, we actually have four because we put Nick Sirianni in that conversation as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't even think about LaFleur. You're right. It would be LaFleur. Not even a question.
Of the guys you'd be most drawn in by.
100%.
Go through the guy, McDermott,
Sirianni, LaFleur, or
Tomlin.
I'd
still go Tomlin. I think your issue with Tomlin is you just don't think he's available.
One, I don't think he's available, and two, I honestly think that he'll go to TV or chill.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think you're ranking Tomlin low because you wouldn't want him. I think you're just, and you've done this for a while. I respect it. You've been consistent.
Well, I mean,
he's not coaching next year.
One
a different
of my
team.
Brother's best friends.
Right.
I mean, Mike Tomlin gave Rondé his jacket.
No, I got you. I did some research on our last caller's rumor
that
he heard.
That's his Hall of Fame jacket, by the way.
Yes. The rumor that he had heard about Derrick Henry pushing John Harbaugh. I did a little quick Google search.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was put out there by a parody account by Richard Johnson.
Mm.
And everyone points out that his name is, you know, too double entendres for genitalia.
It's Richard Johnson.
Yes, Richard Johnson. And that his pinned tweet says that the Jets are expected to check in on Patrick Mahomes. So it's a parody account, and he's the one that...
Yeah, because I don't remember that. I know there were some frustrations by Derrick Henry earlier on in the season, but that was really because Derrick Henry kept fumbling.
Well, there may
that
be...
Was him. It was on him. It wasn't nothing to do with John Harbaugh.
There may be frustrations between Derrick Henry and John Harbaugh, and certainly at the end of that game, like one of my criticisms would be, I want the ball in his hands more, but... The push is a different level, and that didn't happen. Yeah. It was created by a Twitter account that has,
you know,
double entendres in it.
Right.
You almost have to do research
now. It's a phallic account.
Well done, T.
Well done, indeed. Let's go to Kevin in West Islip. Good afternoon, Kevin.
Hey, Kev.
Hey, guys. Two questions. One, Evan, what do you think the Mets will do in the trade market? Like, is there an actual trade that's going to happen? And I also have information on why school starts so late in New York.
Go ahead.
Usually. The reason it's starting early this year and in others is because a lot of districts have added holidays like Diwali, Eid Allah, and Lunar New Year.
So there's
so you
more.
You still have to get the 180 days in.
God, what a trade-off. I don't know if I like that trade-off. I know we have to do holidays. Yeah. We got to be respectful of it, but... We cannot start school prior to Labor Day. It's like starting the NFL prior to Labor Day. I'm dead set against it, even though they did it for a few years while you played.
Yeah, but they do that for the NFL because they want eyes. And you can't have football happening when there's nobody in town.
Well, you know what these districts are going to find out?
Yeah.
You can't have school when nobody's in town.
That's true.
Because we're not showing up. It's the same situation.
It's the same thing.
And look, I'm trying to think of a way where you could celebrate the holidays and be fair to all the holidays that we have while still having a certain amount of days. I don't know. Maybe we throw in a Saturday every once in a while. I'm just kidding. I can't do that. I'd almost rather it go later into the summer. I have to be honest with you. I'd almost rather go late June with school than starting it in late August. If you gave me the choice as a parent, obviously, and even as a kid, like even as somebody growing up and remembering school doesn't feel that long ago, I would almost say I'd push it back to June 28th as opposed to starting it prior to Labor Day. You can't start it prior to Labor Day.
And how many people, and you know this, Evan, have already booked something for that week? People get ahead of that. You have to book things like a year in advance.
Oh, I know. True. I know, Sean.
Houses, you know, Lake George. I know I go over that. Send books up quick.
This is why Evan is saying so definitively that his children are not going to school.
I have no. What time is it? 12. No, okay. Maybe.
All right, so we're in a maybe. So, Tiki, long-term prediction. Does Evan win this battle with his wife? Ready?
Yes.
Yes. No, she's pissed off.
Oh, she is? All right, then yes.
No, we're all, it's not even pissed off. It's more, you're not going. The kids aren't going.
I'm sorry. You know what? You should unify with every kid in the district. Don't send them back.
I'm working on it. Like, now that I'm around more based on these hours, I'm thinking of, you know, becoming more of a leader around town.
You're going to join the school board.
I may.
Oh, please sign me up for him as a PTA parent.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, that would be amazing. On a lot of levels, that would be amazing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.